So I wanted to kind of propose a theory of consciousness that is, if you're familiar with quantum non-locality, quantum entanglement, stuff like that, the fact that things aren't local, right? Things don't have a actual location, and consciousness, right? Because there's a sensory experience in front of you. You can look around right now and you can see, okay, I have a sensory experience in front of me. But then you can also say, okay, where is the sensory experience located? You might say within the brain, right? But you're looking here and you might think, okay, this right here is not the same as here. That's on a relative level. So relatively, your sensory experience is not in the same location. But absolutely, I'm going to explain why it is. And I'm also going to explain why sensory experience, according to science, is located within the brain. But the mind itself, the mind that gives birth to the brain, is not within the brain. It's a separate thing, right? And I'm going to kind of unify the theory of consciousness here, so stick around. This is going to be a good episode. So, yeah. So, the mind has no location, not even in the brain. And for me to say this, I need to kind of correct your notion of mind first. You might think that the mind is thoughts. You might think that the mind is your sensory experience in front of you. You might think that the mind is your imagination. Now, imagination is closer, but what I want you to think of the mind right now is emptiness, right? Emptiness, but emptiness with infinite potential, infinite potentiality to create, right? So imagine an empty void. You can visualize it as black. It wouldn't be black because even black is a thing. It's a color, right? But you can visualize it as black because black is all one thing. And it kind of represents emptiness in a way, but it's not actual emptiness because it's a color. So yeah, you can visualize it as black if you want, and you can visualize it as black with infinite creativity, right? So it has the potential to create anything. So consider a void, a completely empty, non-existent thing that is. Now consider that this void, this infinite void, has the potential to create anything. It has infinite potentiality. Now imagine that this void summons up every single possibility instantaneously, because there is no time in the realm of the void. It also creates every possibility within every possibility, and so forth. So it creates infinite realities, infinite possibilities, infinite things, infinite non-things, and every single thing within those is also created. So everything, absolute infinity, everything. Because it's absolute creativity. So if something is able to create anything, right, and it doesn't have a decision to make, it will create anything, essentially. So experience on a sensory level is a brain-created thing. But what created the brain? The empty void of potentiality. So this empty void of potential, right, it spawned, manifested a brain into existence, a brain and a body, right? The void will imagine a brain and a body, and these have a unique quirk, which is sensory experience. So what you're seeing in front of you is sensory experience, and this may be something that has to do with the brain and a quote-unquote physical reality, even though reality at its core isn't physical, it might appear physical, and that is something which is also spawned out of the void. All illusions, all self-deceptions are created by the void as well, in order for the void to not know that the void is itself, because the void can do that. That's part of its potential, right? So the mind is non-local and it's unilocal. So imagine this black void again. And I want you to think, if everything is the same color black, right? This background isn't a very good example because it's a little wrinkly, but imagine that every single inch of black stretches infinity in every single direction. And it's all the same color black. It's all the same shade. It's a very dark black, right? The darkest black you can get. So when you think of it this way, this color black, right? If you take one point of this color, right, and it stretches for infinity in every single direction, every single point is the center. Because then from that point, you can go on for infinity in every direction. So every point is the center. So that means that it's unilocal. But also every point has no center because distance and location is relative to objects. And if it's all the same, there is no objects, right? There is no relativity. So that means that there is no location. It's all empty. It's an infinite possibility, like realm of possibility. So wrap your mind around that. Now I want you to think the place where sensory experiences of the brain arise and pass is pure emptiness or imagination. The void, in a way, is like endless imagination. So you think of your mind, right? You could think of like a unicorn or something like that, or a blue bear or a cup of coffee, right? Imagine like a black empty void, and then imagine it manifests out of nowhere, a cup of coffee, because it has the potential to do so. So you have some of this imagination within you. You have some of this imagination, but it's finite. It's not endless imagination. It can't create anything. You have limits to what you can imagine, right? Because it's a human mind, which is created by the void, which can access the void, not the human mind, but the void can access the void, right? But it has to go beyond itself. It has to go beyond the finite human mind in order to realize the infinite mind. And people call this enlightenment. People call it no self, Godhead, non-locality, all that stuff. Look at Frank Yang's videos on non-locality. He's very, very good at that. But yeah, the place where sensory experience of the brain arise and pass is pure emptiness or imagination, like I said. So all senses, all sensory experiences, sight, sound, touch, hear, feeling, taste, thought, inner voice, all that stuff arises and passes in the same place, right? It's all in the same empty void. No matter where you go, it's all being created in the same place, which is this empty void, okay? So it goes void, everything. Void creates everything, but at the same time, everything was created by the void. So it's not separate from the void, because the void, remember, it doesn't have any distinctions. There is no difference between black and black. It can imagine within itself, within its infinite potentiality, that it has differences, but it cannot imagine that it transcends itself, because that's paradoxical. Well, it can imagine that, but it would go on forever. It's a paradox, and you'd keep on arriving at the same spot over and over again. So it goes void to everything. Void creates everything, but everything is void. So it's a loop. So it goes everything, void. Everything creates void. Void creates everything. So it's a constant loop, right? And ultimately, they are one unified thing. So you have this loop. So what is this loop? Everything and nothing, right? Over and over and over again. So nothing with infinite potentiality and the infinite potentiality expressed. So what is this thing unified, right? What is it? It's endless imagination. Imagination that can go beyond imagination, right? Imagination that can imagine anything. Imagination that can think of every distinction, every non-distinction, every experience, every non-experience, every duality, every non-duality, or non-duality in its totality, which is kind of what it is, has every law of physics imaginable. So there's infinite realities within absolute infinity or omega or absoluteness or nothingness, whatever you want to describe it as. But it also has, yeah, all the laws of physics. It has all of our laws of physics in our universe and all the separate universes that it could create, all the potentiality. If you can imagine in your head, because you have some of this imagination, you can imagine in your head some separate universe where gravity is flipped, right? So everything goes that way instead of that way. Or like planets, right? So everything is the same, planets, everything like that, but instead of pulling, they push. Imagine that. So it could have those laws of physics, and the beings on that in that reality, they just take that as a fact. They take it for granted. So imagine, like, we have human faces as humans, right? And imagine we had like books for heads. We had books for heads. The people in the reality with books for heads would take it as normal because everything has books for heads, right? or at least the human species, has books for heads. So we literally take for granted that we have human heads. We take it for granted. We think that that's logic. We think that our logic is justified by some rational force somewhere. But in the end, logic, what logic is using the rules of our own reality, our assumed rules, our assumptions, and our, how do I describe it? Our, everything we take for granted, right? And we kind of perfect that. And then that's our logic. That's our reasoning. That's our rationality. Even though with rationality, you can't think outside of rationality. So any situation where logic or rules break down, like in quantum mechanics, they're facing this problem. Logic and rules breaks down at the quantum level, right? All this stuff disappears. So they need irrationality at the same time. This is why duality never works. You need irrationality and rationality in one unified thing rather than the both. You don't need a dichotomy, right? Because dichotomies are also created by the void. Differences are created by the void. Because the void is the same thing, but it can imagine differences and deceive itself to think that it is different than something. It can also imagine a self, right? It can imagine, I'm a me, right? I'm a person, right? I'm this person, I'm this human with this name, right? And I think I'm this person, I have these goals and this life and all this. And this void can keep on deceiving itself and thinking that it's this thing, right? It can literally create a living, quote-unquote, living thing that deceives itself into thinking that it's not the void. Now, if that isn't wild to you, just click off of this video. That's like the foundation of reality right there for you. So yeah, it has infinite science, any science you could think of. There's infinite different scientific methods within the realm of endless imagination, right? So our scientific method is all about facts, right? Now there could be another scientific method that says if a chicken doesn't make a noise when you show your idea to the chicken, then it's not real. That could be some universe's scientific method, and they could take that for granted, and they could accept that as fact. And we're probably doing that with a lot of our quote-unquote facts right now. We're just assuming that they're real because we're just thinking in the realm of our own rules, when some things, like quantum mechanics, go beyond the rules of our reality. So infinite science, infinite religion, every religion you could think of, plus every religion that you couldn't think of, is existing within infinity. And this is just another form of infinity deceiving itself that it's not infinity. It's like an infinite piece of paper folding itself infinitely. You can never fold it to the end, or you can fold it to one complete singularity that still keeps going, and you can't stop folding it, right? So you could fold it so infinitely small, but it would still be infinitely large if you kept on folding this infinite piece of paper, right? And this is like it deceiving itself over and over again. You keep on folding it, deceiving itself, thinking that it's different things, etc. So yeah, infinite realities completely. Different realities, but in a sense the same, because it's all the void. Even the same as the one in front of you, because even this one is the void. So infinity equals infinity. Infinity equals blank. Infinity equals, like, you ever seen the underscores, the blank, like if you were to fill in an answer, infinity equals that. That's like the best description of potentiality, because you can write anything in there, right? Except for things that go beyond human language. Like there's even in infinity, there's things that go beyond language. That is infinity itself. It goes beyond language. You can't describe it. Try and describe infinity, you'll go crazy. But yeah, that's pretty much it. So infinity equals infinity. Infinity equals infinity. Omega, if you've ever heard of that, the Greek letter for absolute infinity, that's what it is. Absolute infinity basically means, like, because there's like these finite infinities. Like, imagine like a number line, right? A number line is just numbers, and the infinity within numbers. Now imagine the infinity within numbers, infinity within art, infinity within creativity, infinity within every book that could be created, every reality, every species, every object, everything. Every single infinity that you could possibly think of. Infinity infinities within infinity that creates itself through a void of potentiality. So, yeah. If that sounded crazy to you, that's okay, because most people don't grasp infinity very well through words. You can verify it through your direct experience. I have done this once, but it was a very slight glimpse of it, and I'm by no means enlightened, by no means perfect in my process. I'm still very, very beginner in my journey, but I can at least intellectualize infinity very well, even though it's technically impossible. Well, it's possible by the rules of infinity, but like within our realm of understanding human language, it's finite, right? So it's finite. You can't use finite things like a human mind, human words to describe an infinite thing. You just can't do it. So yeah, you can directly experience this through years of meditation, self-inquiry, Vipassana body scanning, as Frank Yang says, all kinds of crazy stuff. There's all kinds of different things. People have literally like instantaneously, spontaneously became quote unquote enlightened. This is what people call it, is enlightenment, when you realize that you are the void of potentiality, and the illusion of self, the illusion of separation fades away, and you stop deceiving yourself that you are some separate entity. So yeah, people have just randomly came across it. So you could be a lucky one, but it's highly, highly unlikely that that happens. So I'd suggest you start practicing. Start practicing with like something like self-inquiry. Look up Frank Yang's video on self-inquiry, because I can't describe it as well as he does. I mean, if you want a summarized version, I can do it for you. It's like, look around at everything. Look inward. Look at yourself. Understand that none of this is you, right? So none of the stuff outside of you is you, obviously. You can understand that, especially if you think that you're the body. If you think that you're reality, that's something to work through. You close your eyes and all of reality turns black, right? So you can't be vision. You plug your ears and you can't hear anything. So you can't be sight, or you can't be hearing. What am I talking about? You can't be taste, obviously. That's obvious to most people. You can't be smell. That's obvious to most people. The I thought within you, the inner voice and thoughts, if that stopped talking, and if it was you and it stopped talking, that means that you would cease to exist. So what you're looking for essentially is the thing that's permanent. You're looking for the thing that's like goes on forever, and this thing is infinity. Boom, I told you the answer. But it's not that simple. You have to directly experience it. You have to directly realize that you can't find yourself. You have to look everywhere, and you have to dismantle everything, every idea of who you think you are. And then you're going to keep on trying to find your sense of self. And eventually you're going to realize that you can't find it. And then that's when it happens. That's when you merge with the void. That's when you realize yourself. It's like my experience when I did it, it was just a very, very slight glimpse. It felt like reuniting. It sounds weird, but it felt like reuniting with a family member that I've never met before. But it was me. So yeah. I'm going to end this video here, podcast. Thank you for watching.